Let's dance, have fun, and screw the Squids out of Hamilton, Ontario. You're listening to Steel City Music, and I am your host, Gunner. Sammy Squid sent me that, and I'm like, Sammy, you got to send me some more information on the band, what you're doing, how people got to get a hold of you, and it's taking him some time. He's having trouble with the internet, so that's okay, but I'll keep you up to date on all of those fun things. Got to get to a couple of requests before I get into some other interview stuff in this hour. Harmon Ease, Push and Shove, because I spun it a while back and someone wanted to hear it again. And this classic from a big iconic Hamilton band who might be playing again, rumor has it, Teenage Head, Ain't Got No Sense on Steel City Music.
Time to communicate, time to be true.
Man, how can that guy hit that note? Did you hear that last right? I can't even, you know, try. Like I could anyway. Hey, Steel City Music, your host Gunner here, and a little bit of harmonies, push and shove right there. Boxcar Ben and I had a little the old pre-recorded Zoom chat the other day. He has a show coming up on July 9th in Hess Village as part of the Summer Music Showcase. It's free admission. It's from 12:30 till 6 p.m. He gives most of the details in the interview. Lots of bands, so it's. I'll just let him tell the whole story in the interview, okay? So here's the interview right now.
Steel City Music.
He's sitting in the car. He's hiding from his work. That's what he's doing. We know that's what he's doing. This is Steel City Music, and this is Gunner, and my special guest right now is Boxcar Ben, who's not hiding in his car and avoiding his work. Hi, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I've been doing the old pre-Zoom chat thing with everyone today, and I'm getting a little punchy, and then, you know, you're my last little chitty chat of the day.
Oh, the best for last.
The best for last. Yeah. Quick question. Is your hair still blue?
Mostly, yeah.
Mostly? Okay.
Yeah. It's starting to grow out. I don't know what I'm doing with it next, yeah.
My God, hey, you go through a midlife crisis, you're trying to figure it out, like, you know, where do I go from blue? Do I go green? Do I go pink? What do I do?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's I'm just experimenting till it's all gone, pretty much.
Attaboy. Well, I have absolutely zero hair to experiment with, and I let my my goatee grow out.
Nice.
And I am so white right now. It looks terrible. I'm going to put any color I can in.
Oh, it's the silver fox look. Roll with it.
I know, but that's cool. But the other day I was like chatting with this band from Barrie called Ox, right? And they're like this literally super cool band. And at the end of the interview, I don't know, we're talking about age or something. And they're looking at me going, "You look like an old biker." And I'm like, going, "Oh, Jesus. Really? You know, I didn't need to." You know, I
just
that.
The Hamilton look, man.
I know. Whoa. Well, you say, never mind. You and I are going to get in a lot of trouble if we keep talking like this. We have a lot of mutual friends. Like, what do you mean? You think I look bad? No, I don't.
No. I live in the city. I'm a big fan of Hamilton.
Yeah. Boxcar Ben thinks you look bad. Not me. Stop it.
No, okay. Damn.
You can actually air out all the grievances with Boxcar Ben on Saturday, July the 9th at the Summer Music Showcase. And that's happening in Hess Village here in Hamilton, Ontario. It's from 12:30 till 6 p.m. And on the bill, we have Crawling Quiet. Katie Harbour's playing, Spooky Guava, Michael A.M. I think his act is called I.A.M. Drag Toe, and also Boxcar Ben. How did you get to be a part of this bill, buddy?
And we think Abundance of Mania is in there too.
Abundance of Mania?
Abundance, yeah. Imani.
Imani. Okay, yeah, I think I read that wrong the first time. There you go.
She's a really good folk, like indigenous artist. She's really cool. I've just started sort of making friends around the city and putting together as many people as I could onto one bill. Mm-hmm. We were going to do it in June, but we got rained out. So we tried to like kind of put together a better plan this time and. I think it's going to be a really good bunch of artists.
What's the genesis, the idea behind putting together the show? What's special about this one?
It's just growing. It's just I sort of built a relationship with Monica over at Church 444, who does this weekly summer block party thing down in Hess Village, and they have a whole bunch of artists and vendors, and everybody gets involved and kind of to bring people out into the street. And in the past, they'd have music in their little courtyard there, and I'd kind of show up and play. And eventually, I ended up hosting a couple of shows with them. And then we've set up this year along George Street on the side patio of the Gown and Gavel, which she hooked us up with, and it's a nice space out in the open, and yeah, it should be really fun.
I'm just reading now. There's also donations encouraged as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I, you know, over the past couple of years, discovered the Community Fridges Hamilton, and they're like a privately run community fridge thing that privately is not the right word for it. It's like it's basically access for food for the community in different areas of the city where you can go and drop donations. and like literally anybody can go and help themselves if they're in need of something. And I thought that was a great method of sort of food sharing, and have been a donator myself for the past couple of years. So I contacted them to see like what kinds of charitable setups they had going and stuff like that. And I kind of, I'm working with them to make sure that we get some kind of a donation going. I don't want, you know, I don't want to expect things from people showing up to a free show, obviously, but it's encouraged to bring some kind of a donatable if you can.
Well, there's nothing wrong with raising awareness to something like that. You know,
yeah.
Because the Hamilton Community Fridge is it works really well from what I understand. And I'm always seeing different stories in the media. Like, there's one down off of Lock Street. There's one on Barton Street. Yeah, I think it's Barton. So it really is a good, has a real good hometown feel to it that people are helping out others.
Yeah, and like sort of in the East End myself, so I always end up over at the Ottawa Street location frequently.
Right.
And it kind of sparked my interest one day showing up to an empty fridge. Just thought that like if maybe if I could add some awareness to it, that it wouldn't happen as much in some way. It's hard to see people like not getting what their basic needs are, and then obviously with inflation everything's getting so insane. So
yeah, everything is going up in the summertime here, well, around the world, but we're getting pretty hit, I guess, just as hard as everyone else here in Canada.
Yeah, and like everybody's at different levels of how hard it's hitting them, right? So like mm-hmm. these fridges are great because there's just like nobody has to feel any judgment. They can go and get what they need without, you know, having to ask for it. And then there's like always a suggestion board you can go and check out and like submit like specific items that people are really in need of. Like I see, milk is on the list all the time and stuff like that. Like
I would imagine baby formula from what I'm gathering the news. Like baby formula is like in real need, and it's also like specialty baby formula as well.
Yeah. Baby formula and like hygiene products and stuff like that people can't necessarily provide for themselves in vulnerable situations.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I'm happy that you're doing this. Hey, if you're just tuning into Steel City Music right now, it's your host Gunnar here, and I'm chatting with the Boxcar Ben, doing the old pre-recorded Zoom chitty chat on Saturday, July the 9th, from 12:30 till 6:30 p.m. There's a free festival happening in Hess Village. It's the Summer Music Showcase. It's Saturday, July the 9th. Let's switch gears a little bit. What's going on with you musically? You just put out your latest single a little while ago.
Yeah, I just released Ghosts of Yesterday. It's the first single I've released this year off of a collection of songs I'm hoping to put out. It is doing fairly well. Like I got a chance to perform it live at an event the day it came out, and like had a lot of really good feedback from people around the city that I trusted to ask about their input and stuff like that. I'm enjoying being able to release something and actually go and show it to people in the real environment.
Yeah. Whereas over the last couple of years, it was like, hey, here's my new song. And, I can't really play it for you, but here it is.
You know? Yeah. Or you'd get a kind of a campy online audio version of it, you know, and that was about it.
Yeah. Hey, but you know, June, we're just pretty much wrapping up June. We're going into July, August. What's the, got a game plan for September for doing shows yet?
I'm hoping to do some more releases. So I've got a music video coming out for Ghosts of Yesterday coming up. And then, I've got a couple more songs that I'm actually collaborating with some people on in the city. So I'm hoping to get those out by September too.
Right. But as far as live playing goes, it's just kind of, go along and see what happens.
I'm not like a 10,000% sure on details right now, but this summer showcase that we're doing was actually supposed to be the second, but this is the first of a series. So coming up in August, we will have another one. And then again in September, hopefully we'll be doing probably what will be the final one. So it'll be a 3-part series.
Awesome, man. Hey, thanks for taking the time to have this chat with us on Steel City Music.
Oh, I appreciate you having me out, bud. Hey, this is Boxcar Ben. Come see me live July 9th down in Hess Village for the Summer Music Showcase. And this is my new song, Ghosts of Yesterday.
The next interview is with Mark Malibu and Daniel from Danger a Death Ray. They have a show coming up on July 1st, Great Lakes Surf Battle pre-party at Clifford Brewing. I'm did it again. Clifford Brewery. All right. All the details of the interview are in there, so pay attention. And you'll enjoy it. And it's surf music, and it's a lot of fun. And both are very cool cats, man. It was great to chat with them. Check out the interview.
Steel City Music.
You're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner, and yet again with the great Zoom pre-recorded chats that we have for the show. Joining me right now is Daniel Farr. Yes, he on Zoom. I'll never show these Zoom things, but he looks so straight-laced and cleaned up for this interview for no reason. Yet I'm used to his hilarious 80s wig that he wears on Facebook, and that's how I know him. So I was kind of confused when you came on the Zoom chat. Daniel, welcome back to Steel City Music.
Thank you. My pleasure. Happy to be here, Jimmy.
Yeah. So the reason we're supposed to be joined by Mark Malibu, he may still join in with us at some point. But the reason why we're chatting is on Friday, July the 1st at Clifford Brewing. It's the Great Lakes Surf Battle pre-party. And this is very important that we say it's a pre-party because on the bill is, of course, Daniel Danger Death Ray, the Green Reflectors, who thank you so much for introducing me to them about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, and also Mark Malibu and the Wasegas. That is going down. It's a pay what you can show that's happening at Clifford Brewing, 398 Nash Street Road North here in Hamilton, Ontario. Why are you doing this show?
Well, the Great Lakes Surf Battle has been based out of Toronto for the past 17 years or so. But there's a lot of surf enthusiasts and surf music lovers here in Hamilton. So I was chatting with the organizer, Pete Jones, and he's happy to share the vibes and let us do a pre-party here in Hamilton, get everybody warmed up, get the Great Lakes warmed up, and all the surfers and guitarists. So we got the Green Reflectors who are on tour from out east. They're doing a few gigs in Ontario, and we released a split with them last year, and we've been itching to do a gig with them. And Mark Malibu and the Wasagas, based out of Toronto, we've been wanting to do a show with them too. So we thought this would be a great opportunity to kind of do a bit of a satellite pre-party for this festival and play a banging show with a couple of our favorite bands and friends.
I'm glad you said that to us, because I was wondering if you had done previous shows with the Mark Malibu and the Wasagas. So you just answered that question for me. But playing in Hamilton and doing surf music, there are a lot of enthusiasts that enjoy surf music over the years here. I remember a time when if you wanted to see surf music years and years ago, you had to skip on down to Queen Street and go see the Blue Demons and bands of that ilk. So, but Hamilton over the last 10 years has been, well, more than 10 years, been booking more and more. I think I'm showing my age on this one. I've been booking more and more. But this 17-year surf battle, have you done it before, and how is that set up?
No, we haven't been part of the surf battle before. We were going to do a show organized by the surf battle, Great Lakes Surf Battle folks, just before COVID started, and that one got canceled. So this is the first time we've been able to be associated with the festival, which is a great opportunity. And it's funny you mentioned the Blue Demons, because the organizer, Pete Jones, is in the Blue Demons.
Right.
So they're also playing in this festival in Toronto. And Queen Street also has a special place in my heart for surf music, because that's where I first saw the Shadowy Men on the Shadowy Planet as well. When they did their reunion stuff, going back, see, I saw them in 2014 on my birthday.
Wow, what a great birthday!
Yeah,
was that your wife's idea? If you didn't wear the obnoxious 80s wig to the show, you'd get to go.
It was a lucky birthday.
It was. So on this the Great Lake Surf Battle that's happening, are you performing on that bill at all?
Yes, Danger Death Ray is performing, the Green Reflectors are performing, and Mark Malibu and the Wasagas are performing as well.
But it's not like, because when you say battle, in my brain, it's always just like battle of the bands, there's going to be judges, that sort of thing. Is that correct, or is this just a party?
That's kind of what the core of the festival is about. They do have a battle. They throw down, and you know, the last band standing walks out with the plaque.
What do you mean last band standing? Like, how are you being judged? I'm just being polite about this, but how are you going to be judged, really?
I think on the best licks and rips that you can rip.
Okay. Who are the judges, though?
This is like an exhibition match. This is
okay.
So this is a free party. Nobody's getting hurt here.
Yeah. It is Hamilton. Someone always gets hurt, buddy. But it is a Clifford
Maybe
Brewing.
Emotionally. Yeah.
But there's like three bands on that. No, we get that. There's, you know, you're going to have fun. You get to play with Mark Malibu. You get to see the Green Reflectors. It's going to be cool. But then you got to go into this other thing, right? That's going down. And that's on, what's the date on that one again? July 9th? No, it's
well, the festival is going to be going on from the 30th through to July 3rd.
Okay.
And there's a show on Keel Street at the Seascape. There's a show at the Garrison in Dundas. And there's the July 3rd show on Queen Street West in Toronto. So this is the only Hamilton-related installation,
right,
relating to the surf battle at Clifford Brewery on July 1st.
July 1st. But the Great Lakes Surf Battle is, should also note that it's free in all ages. Am I reading that correctly?
This is Pay What You Choose on July 1st.
Okay.
And I have to double check if all ages are accepted into the Clifford Brewery.
Okay. All right. Yeah. If you're just tuning in right now, you're listening to Steel City Music. It's Gunner, and I'm chatting with Daniel Farr from Danger Death Ray. Still waiting on Mark Malibu, who is now joining in, I believe, in our pre-recorded Zoom chat here to talk about surf music and everything else. Oh, look who just joined us, Daniel.
Hey, guys. How are you? Sorry, I had to update my Zoom. I had a really old version, so.
That's perfectly fine. We totally understand all of those things. Now that you've chimed in there, Mark, thank you for being on Steel City Music and being a part of this this chitty chat about surf music. Just to let you know, I was about to just give some grueling questions to Daniel about how you judge guitar sound. Because from what I understand, you guys are going to be judged on all of this, but not just guitar sound. Are you dressing up? Are you dressing up to the parts of what surf music is? Is it going to be from surf from the 60s, the late 50s? Is it going to be Danger Death Ray dress up of like where it's not, it's surf music, but it's part new wave surf music? Does Mark Malibu show up in the Hawaiian shirts? These are a lot of things that could be judged.
Well, I can guarantee you'll never see me in a Hawaiian shirt. No, our clothes, we have like a band uniform. Everyone has to wear black jeans and black boots. And then on top of that, I got a bunch of various striped color shirts, whether it be green and white, red and white, green and black, and whatever. And then I hand painted some shirts because as a kid, I really liked the band Generation X, Billy Idol's first band, and they used to hand paint these great shirts. So I'd go out into the backyard and paint these crazy looking shirts. So that's kind of our uniform. Depending if we have a go-go dancer or not, they get to wear whatever they want to wear as long as it's family friendly.
Is that now, wait a minute. Now that you brought up the go-go dancer, now that's kind of crippling if you don't bring a go-go dancer, if that's extra points. I've never seen a go-go dancer with Danger Death Ray, aside from like an odd drunk guy dancing up front. Does that count as a go-go dancer?
Well, we wouldn't want to bite Mark's rhymes. He's got the lockdown and all the good go-go dancers. So. And you don't want to see me dressed up in that outfit.
Dude, you wore an 80s heavy metal hair on Facebook. You're capable of anything, to be brutally honest. So with this show, these shows that you're putting together, or I should say the other gentleman is putting together, it's 17 years of this. What is the outcome for both of the bands afterwards when you play something like this? What are you guys looking to get out of it? Is it like connections with other bands to do more shows, or is it just fun, that sort of thing?
Well, I mean, the great thing is we met Daniel through the Great Lakes Surf Battles. So it's kind of a gathering of all the clans, these surf battles. Before we reunited, I used to just go to the surf battles. And then Pete, who runs it, he just kept on bugging me, "You guys ever going to reunite?" And I said, right. "Pete, it's been like 30 years. I don't know if this is something like, well, I don't know if you know, the band started in 1979.
Oh my God.
And we played with all the punk and post-punk bands in Toronto up until about 82, 83. And then, you know, we just went on and did other stuff. But Pete knew we were kind of the first surf band in town, and he kept bugging me to reunite. So we reunited for Surf Battle number 9 back in 2014, I think it was. So that, you know, right away we got asked to tour, you know, to Eastern Canada. So we did that. And, you know, but after 30 something years, the guys have moved on. They've had families, they've got careers. Sure. So it's essentially myself and the original drummer. And then we added a bass player, Sharni, who used to come and see us play in the early days. She was probably about 12 years old when she'd come and see us. We played at all youth clubs. And then she met a guy one night, became boyfriend, became a husband. So Dave Nikoloff is also in the band. So we have a husband and wife back there.
Okay, if they're from Hamilton, Ontario, that's the duo.
Yeah, so last year we were going to celebrate kind of our 40th anniversary, but COVID killed it. So I guess we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of our first breakup now.
Oh my God, dude, really? Well, you'll have to do this show, right? And you're gonna do this one here in Hamilton. You do that one, then they come back and you do another one in Hamilton, do your 40th.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this weekend we're heading off to New York. So we're playing in New York a couple of shows, and then we come back for the Hamilton surf battle warm-up party, and then the surf battle in Toronto. And then we're taking a month off before we have a bunch of other shows. So, but it's nice. I finally feel like we get to play with Danger Death Ray. We go see them play.
Yeah.
They come and see us play. So this is the first time I think we played together, isn't it?
Yeah. wanting to do something for a while, so this is exciting.
Yeah, because they're a really great band, and I think they're really different to us, which makes it an interesting pairing.
The surf music now, to quick chat about that. It's safe to say that you guys both listen to different styles of surf music. What are there any bands that you can recollect over the last little while that has been catching your ear? I mean, I know we've done the 2 years of COVID, so you can't really go out and see a lot of bands, as we were talking about earlier. But are you guys avidly trying to listen to new styles of surf music?
Where you go, Daniel.
That's tough.
Okay, well, I'll jump in.
Let me just bail you guys out on this. The reason why I asked the question is because there is always this opinion when people get into a certain genre of music and they get stuck in a label, right? So in Daniel's case, when the first time I met him 2 years ago, and when we were corresponding, it's like, we're not really like the traditional surf. So in my mind, when I hear traditional surf, I'm hearing Dick Dale, you know, that kind of stuff, right? So that's why I was asking if you guys are also, as you get older and you're listening to music and it changes, sometimes the older generations just get stuck in, this is what it is, this is why I like it, and don't change from it.
Well, that's an interesting question, because in the early days of Dick Dale, they were trailblazers. Fender was building them special amps to be more powerful, have special Hammond reverbs in them to give them the reverb. So they were trailblazers of guitar technology. Nowadays, you get surf traditionalists who say, you can only use a Fender Jazzmaster from the 60s. You can only use a Fender Showman amp. And I poo-poo all that. I think you can be and sound however you want. You know, I mean, my gosh, it's like almost 50 years plus more. It was 1962, 63 it came out. So do the math. It's like 70 years ago.
Sure.
So you have to, that's really bad math. It's 60 years ago. But the thing is, if they were trailblazers then, why do we have to be stuck in 1963 to find our sound? You know, there's bands that I really like. There's one out of California called Das Feratu, which is a guy with, they have drum machines, they have synthesizers, and the other guy plays surf guitar. I think they're fantastic. And there's a band out of Mexico called the Hitchcocks, which are kind of horror surf, but they bring that Mexican hardcore surf. Mexico has its own surf sound.
Mm-hmm.
So they have like a hardcore surf sound, like a really amped up Dick Dale. They're amazing. You know, there's a band in France, the Wave Chargers. There's so many bands around the world that are absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I do my own radio show, which is only surf instrumental music. So I'm getting music from around the world every week. So I kind of get to hear everything that's brand new.
How can we tune into your radio show? Is it online? Is it a campus station? How can we find it?
So it's on surfrockradio.com. And they also have a full network called dripfeed.net, I think it is, or dripfeed.com, which has four different instrumental type stations. One's Monstrumental, one's Surf Rock Radio, one's Surf Rock. So there's four channels you can kind of bounce around. My radio show is basically every Sunday. They're supposed to be playing rebroadcasts every Sunday, and then there's a new show once a month. The first couple of years I ran it, I was running them more frequently because I had more time. This year, you know, my dad hasn't been well, so I said, okay, sure, one new show a month, and then it's repeats. So I think it's generally Sundays at 2 p.m. in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time on Surf Rock Radio. And I do a segment on it called The History of Surf Canada, Surf and Instrumental, because in the early 60s, there was actually quite a few bands playing this across Canada. Not so much in Toronto and Hamilton. We were the R&B scene, but heavily in Montreal, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick. Newfoundland had a great band called the Ducats. The early bands like the Stampeders, when they first started, they had another band and they were basically a Ventures type style band. You know, Neil Young, his first band, right, surf band, right? I actually talked to Terry Jacks, Seasons in the Sun. His first band was called, I think, the Sand Dwellers. and he sold one of his songs to Jerry Cole, that was a session musician out in California. So, and I actually had an interesting chat with him because he wrote a song called Hot Rod Granny that went, go granny, go granny, go granny, go. Sent it to California and they ripped him off for Jan and Dean. And he never got a penny for that.
Oh man, you're always hearing stories like that.
Yeah.
You know, like that's just, it's heartbreaking to hear stuff like that.
But, you know, Terry Jacks is not well now. You know, he's had a couple strokes. So I had to do it kind of across the keyboard with his personal manager and everything. Sure. But a really nice guy. He's heavily involved in ecology out on the West Coast. So doing my own surf radio show, I've met a lot of great guys like Danger Death Ray. And so when we get to play shows, you know, we're all a little different. But we're all bands that get along. We work together to make shows happen. And it's a very nice community in the surf community, really great people. So Green Reflectors are coming to town for this show. They stay in my house every time they come to. So I kind of billet bands from around the world when they come through.
Everyone else in the house must really enjoy that. You know,
well,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
I've had bands from France and Scotland and put together shows for them just coming through town. So that's what you do. If you want scenes to germinate and you want shows to happen, you need people doing that, right?
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's the best way to get things going, to people to appreciate the music that you both enjoy. I noticed Daniel just got real quiet after that question.
That's because I have a big mouth. I'm a big mouth. I can't shut my mouth.
So what is actually
wealth of knowledge? I like listening.
What is some of the because, you know, when I met you 2 years ago, you said we're not the traditional surf band. You know, we're influenced by, we have these different, anywhere from, like, in our conversation, it was like a tinge of electronic things that you were listening to. I even remember at one point a Talking Heads reference. And when we were talking about music, I was like, oh, that's like, you know, and that's really different. So, but what are you listening to that you enjoy in surf music?
Well, you know, I spend a lot of time listening to local bands because those are the shows that I'm at. You know, checking out the bands in Toronto and the Treble Tones here in Hamilton. I like some of the quirky stuff that's coming out of Brazil and Latin America area. The bands Os Pampa Jolas, I don't think I'm saying it right.
That's okay.
Os Pampa Jolas.
Yeah. Getting a lot of vibrato in there. And I still listen to a lot of the classics as well. But when it comes to what we're writing and putting together, we don't want to we're trying to be true to who we are and not, you know, repeating things that we've heard. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there isn't much reverb. Sometimes it's a little bit more proggy and tempo changes. A little more jerky, but a little more metal. But we're just trying to stay true to who we are.
Right from the get-go. Hey, if you're just joining in right now to Steel City Music, I'm your host, Gunner. I'm hanging out with Daniel Farr and Mark Malibu via Zoom pre-recorded chat. There's the Great Lakes Surf Battle that's coming up in the Toronto area Thursday, June the 30th at 347 Keele Street. It's a 9 o'clock show, but it's $10 on that one. Saturday, July 2nd, the Garrison at 1197 Dundas Street West. That's at 8 o'clock, $20 on that show. And then on Sunday, July 3rd, Queen Street Street Stages. That's a 2 p.m. show, and that one's listed as free all ages, but we're going to double check that one just because I read that one off of a poster. But they're also coming up at Clifford Brewing. I love saying that word, by the way. It twists me up every time. That is happening on Friday, July the 1st. Danger Death Ray, of course, the Green Reflectors and Mark Malibu and the Wasegas. That's a pay what you can show to get everyone juiced up for the later shows that are coming down the pipe. So there you go. Clifford Brewing is also at 398 Nash Street Road here in Hamilton, Ontario. Gentlemen, thank you for taking this time out of your day and having this chat with me. Anything else that we need to plug? Like, what's going on with the writing in regards to Danger Death Ray? Will you be putting out an EP fairly soon?
Actually, we just finished recording our first full-length LP.
Wow.
At Downtown Sound Recording Studio. So we're in the...
That's Mario's place, yeah.
Just, yeah, that's right. So he was a great help with that. We're looking at getting that pressed into a 12-inch. Art's being finalized. So I don't know, I guess as soon as they can gather up enough wax to press the records, we'll have something.
You make that joke, but that's all you hear now. There was like going, I'm still sitting on vinyl. Like I can't get it pressed. It's just not enough places pressing vinyl. So
yeah,
you make the joke, but it's not really a joke, you know. It's hilarious. Mark, how about you? What's coming up with your project?
Well, you're not going to be able to see this on the radio, but as you can see, we just did a new 4-song EP.
Okay. And Sega's Go-Go, yeah.
Beautiful clear vinyl.
Right.
Last week, I was supposed to receive our albums for Dance Party A Go-Go. That was an album that we released at the beginning of the lockdown, but we're just supposedly getting the vinyl now.
Sure.
That'll be on Yellow Neon, and I have a limited amount of yellow and red splatter.
Oh, very cool.
I have a Hot Rod EP, which is supposed to be in my hands in August. And there's another one, which I did very Hamilton angle. It was a horror EP, and I licensed audio from House of Frightenstein, Larry Satis of Frightenstein,
right,
to put on that. And that's been delayed for about a year and a half, but we have the test pressings in. They sound good. And when I talked to Johnny at Missing Fink Records, apparently he's expecting them any day. So my grand plan is to take all those EPs and probably about another 10 songs I have recorded that don't have homes and put them on a CD in time for Christmas. And as well, just so you know, every Christmas I do a benefit for a cat sanctuary down in Grand Bahamas. They've been hit with a lot of hurricanes, so they have a lot of stray animals down there. So Danger Death Ray have been a part of it for the first two CDs, and hopefully they'll be a part of it for the third CD. It's all Christmas songs done instrumental. And last year we had Shadowy Men. We've had some really good bands on those. And last year we raised $2,500 US for them. And the year before, I think we did $1,800. So it just buys food and veterinarian for the animals. And I believe they now have some deal going on with the SPCA where they're finding homes for the cats in Florida. So this is a big deal. Our money's really helped a lot of stray animals get fixed, get medical attention, get fed, and now find homes. And animal rights are a big part of what we're about.
That's awesome. Where do we go to find out more information about Mark Malibu and the Wasegas and all everything? Do you have a link tree put together or a website?
I got a website, www.wasegas.com. And there's all, you can buy t-shirts and music there. You can get news there. We also have a Bandcamp page where you can buy the Surf and Kitty Christmas CDs. So, and we got a Facebook page and, you know, Instawham and all that stuff.
Instawham. Daniel, where do we go to find out more information about Danger Death Ray?
We've just launched a website a couple months ago, trying to kind of consolidate things, have a launching pad. So www.dangerdeathray.ca. And perfect. From there, you can find links to our shows, to media, to our YouTube, to our Instagram, our Facebook, our Bandcamp. Yeah.
Awesome. Gentlemen, again, thank you for taking the time out of your day to have this chat with us on Steel City Music. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Sorry for being tardy.
It's okay.
This is Daniel Farr from Hamilton's Danger Death Ray. Come check us out at the Great Lake Surf Battle Pre-Party featuring Toronto's Mark Malibu and the Wasagas, the Green Reflectors from Nova Scotia, and of course, Danger Death Ray. This is going to be at Clifford Brewery Company, July 1st, 8 to 11, 398 Nash Road North, Hamilton. And here's our track from the split with the Green Reflectors. The song is called Gagarin's Average Day.
Steel City Music.
This is Mark Malibu from the Wasegas. I want to tell you about the Great Lakes Surf Battle 17. Not 16, not 19, not 18. Great Lakes Surf Battle 17 with Mark Malibu, the Green Reflectors, the Blue Demons, Nuclear Juarez, You Our Die, George Westerholm, and so many other bands. That will be at the Garrison, Saturday, July 2nd, Dundas, 1197 Dundas Street West, 8 p.m., 20 Buccarolas. And if you're in Hamilton, come and check out Mark Malibu with our buddies, the Green Reflectors and Danger Death Ray at Clifford's Brewery. If you don't know where that is, you can't be from Hamilton.
CIOI, Hamilton's home for alternative. Indy 101.5 FM.
Steel City Music.